Hello and welcome to DMN's 101 podcast. I'm your host, Marjorie Ramon Sanabria, and I'm sitting here today with Francis Hondel, president of Loyalty and Engagement Services at MasterCard. We're here today to discuss a Harvard Business Review Analytics Services Pulse Survey that MasterCard sponsored, and it's called Beyond Rewards, Raising the Bar on Customer Loyalty. Thank you so much, Frances, for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Marjorie. Delighted to join you.
Excellent. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. So what prompted you to sponsor this report, this analytics services from Harvard Business Review? What was the impetus behind it?
Primarily the reality that there's just so much change happening today in our space, whether it's loyalty, and you consider loyalty and marketing together. There's so much happening that we felt it was important to have a most current read in terms of how are our customers. This was a survey that we actually surveyed 400 executives from around the world. And what we wanted to understand is, how top of mind is loyalty for the executives? So whether you're a financial institution, whether you are a retailer, a travel agency, a healthcare, or a telco, for example, we wanted to understand, A, how important is loyalty to your business, and secondly, what is changing as far as how you're managing loyalty in your company? And that's important because my team and I are all about delivering great services to help our customers actually engage their consumers, right? And we all know that the consumers are changing very radically today because of technology, obviously. Digital engagement is changing dramatically. And so what's the implication to that to loyalty programs, right? So that was the main.
Was there something specific, or was it just kind of a confluence of events that you were noticing?
It was the following. I think what we've seen is the trends. So what's happening in loyalty today? If I look at 5 years ago, when you ask and you surveyed both consumers and our customers what matters most within loyalty, it was all about the points, right? Everyone loves points. And by the way, everyone still loves points today. There's no doubt about that. But what we've seen is that there's been a shift in terms of how do you drive consumer engagement beyond points, especially because we have so many more opportunities to engage consumers across digital channels. And so we have seen the shift in our own customers and how they're trying to drive engagement with their consumers. And so then the question was, okay, so what then is today's sort of, what's today's priority? And what we're seeing is that more and more and more the experience itself, the consumer experience itself, is certainly increasing in importance. So the simplicity of the program, the way consumers engage in loyalty programs or really engage with a brand. It doesn't have to necessarily be because you have a rewards program or a loyalty program. It's how you're engaging with your consumer. So we wanted to just, validate that trend that we were seeing, if in fact it was being experienced around the world. And then secondly, really talk about the future. So what's the implication of what we're seeing today for the future? For two reasons. One, because we are providing these services to customers, and so we want to be ahead of the curve in bringing them innovation and new services, but also in terms of gaining some insight. So what are they seeing, certainly across all of these verticals, to really, more than anything, help us in our own innovation agenda as well. So that's how we looked at this.
So how did you feel when you got these results? Were you surprised at all? Were you not surprised? How did you feel when you got them?
For the most part, I have to be honest, for the most part, it validated our own, our own hypothesis in terms of where we see consumers valuing. And like I said, I'll say it again, because points matter to consumers. I mean, we see a lot of popularity continuing in terms of airline points, retail, retailers and so forth. But we are absolutely seeing that consumers are valuing experiences over things. So when you ask consumers about define success, consumers rarely are defining success around the things that they own, but rather really about the experiences in their lives, right? And so we knew this insight from our own research, and what this validated is that the brands are thinking the same way. How do I go from more of a transactional relationship with consumers to much more of an emotional connection? And frankly, you're going to have to do that by broadening your loyalty programs to be more than just about counting points, right?
One thing I was really surprised and interested in when I was looking over this report was the statistic that 57% had said they want to build stronger emotional connection to our brand.
Yep.
It's really high.
It's high.
That's enormously high, yep. You know, and it comes right after attracting new customers. But I think you could kind of say that attracting new customers and building a strong emotional bond are very, very similar.
Absolutely.
And they're two sides of the same coin.
Absolutely.
Because people are not only expecting a customer journey that is, you know, ease of use and frictionless,
yep.
But they're expecting something that's personalized to the point where it's evoking this emotional connection.
Absolutely.
So that's a really big departure from yep. how companies have been doing loyalty programs in the past. Like you said, it yep. was very transactional.
Yep.
You build points, you achieve status. That's it.
That's it.
So where do you think that comes from? Like, why do yeah. you think that people need to have this emotional support from
yeah.
your brand?
There are a couple of things there, and you're right. I think programs were very much one size fits all.
Right.
And what we're beginning to see, first of all, the consumers today are absolutely demanding value, right? Because they know, and they're being bombarded with a lot of different offers. And so the reality is, if you want to earn my loyalty and earn my business, then you, number one, need to talk to me about me, right? And you need to know me and what matters to me in my life. Ideally, you would understand that with great data and insights, right? Because ultimately, to drive a great personalization type of program and to really understand what's going to connect with that consumer, you need to have some data. But it's not just the data, it's the insights from the data. And then be able to connect that emotional connectivity is not just about what you're selling, but really a lot of it is what your brand stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know there's a lot more, certainly around the millennials, around the importance of value-based positioning. And so for us, just to give you an example, our brand positioning is connecting people to priceless possibilities. That could mean a lot of different things to different people. And so for our branding, it's about understanding you, Marjorie, for what you enjoy to do in life and how do we help bring those things to you. And I think this is where brands are evolving, really understanding how they connect directly with you because they know you have a lot of choices.
Do you have a lot of choices? So talking about that and then where MasterCard is fitting into that,
mm-hmm.
how is this influencing your campaigns that you are developing? Now, do you develop campaigns or is that maybe a little bit of a different capacity?
So that's our CMO. So we do have a company, the CMO. And so he works very much on our priceless brand. We've actually launched this year a Sonic brand. We've rebranded in the last couple of years. So my team doesn't work necessarily with the brand. However, what we do is offer our customers not only capabilities, right? So I'll give you an example. Pay with Points, which is one of the best programs that we've been able to launch in the market because it gives consumers choices. So a customer has a rewards program, whether it's with a bank or with a merchant, doesn't matter. So we'll go out and we'll offer them the technology that they can enable their customers to use points whenever they want it, however they want to use the points, right? What we do is over and above the positioning of that sort of ease of use of points is connect our brand, which is pretty much saying connecting people to priceless possibilities. I've just given you choices now. You don't only have to use your points for the next trip overseas. You can use your points to buy your cup of coffee in the morning. So I've given you choices that matter to you because for you, it may not necessarily be relevant to earn 40, 50, 60,000 points. But rather be able to have more of the ease of using the points whenever you want it. So that's how we connect the bridge, if you will, with our brand positioning with what we offer our customers. Hopefully that makes sense.
No, it does. So when you think about the emotional response, though, because I think that the points is great and I think the flexibility is very good,
mm-hmm.
but I want to talk more about the emotional impact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you make points and loyalty and engagement something that connects to an emotional being with a customer? Like, how do you do that?
Well, I think so the way we look at this is it's all interconnected, right? It is all interconnected because in the past, if I was offering points for your loyalty and I stopped there,
mm-hmm.
and then when you called me for services, I didn't recognize you as a high value consumer, then all of a sudden I don't feel as special. I don't feel as connected with you. So what we talk to our customers about is, how do you develop a 360 view of your customers? And really throughout all of your interactions with that customer, you're treating them because you understand who they are and what matters to them. This creates a connectivity with the consumer that I think is exactly what consumers are looking for. Because it's not only you're giving me something, because, by the way, first of all, I expect you to give me something for my loyalty, because that's already the norm, right?
Right.
The next step is, what's the special treatment you're giving me? When I'm calling you for services, am I feeling that special, you know, treatment? When I visit your store after I had an online experience, is there anything special there? Are you treating me special because I am a frequent shopper, because I shop with you online, offline? So all of those elements, I think, and again, it's not easy. So to be very clear, our experience is that because that requires a fair amount of sophisticated data analysis and a lot of the business units within any brand working together, that's the journey. But I think that's how you're developing that connection, because you're able to treat that consumer as a consumer of one. And that's ultimately personalization is what it's all about.
I agree. I think personalization is super important to the consumer, because they want to feel singled out. They don't want to feel like they're in a crowd and they're faced
with. Exactly
right.
They
want to feel like, oh, well, I know you because I see you every morning, and how are you doing?
Right.
I mean, even in, you and I were just talking about New York, like the push carts. I mean, there are some people who come up to the push cart and their order is ready for them. They don't
right.
have to say anything
right.
because they're there
it's
every
awesome.
Morning and they pay and they
it's
go
awesome.
On their way. So.
Yeah.
It's like a very localized thing, but then making a really big brand do that, I can appreciate the challenge.
Absolutely.
So where do you see this going? So you have this, you know, you have this from Harvard Business Review. You understand that customers expect it to be seen as fully fledged people and not just, you know, a person on a spreadsheet or a piece of data to be crunched. So going forward over the next 5 years, what is that going to look like in terms of what you offer your consumers?
Yeah. So your example actually hits on it, because it's about so digital rises to the top very, very dramatically in the next 5 years. No surprise to anybody. But that experience that you just described, which is I just walked in and I had already somehow when I was leaving my home, right, I had placed my coffee order. And more than likely, before I left my home, I was prompted by some offer by that coffee company that knows that I frequent them at a certain time. And so now they're going to engage me to buy more than just the coffee. Maybe it's a coffee and the muffin. So I get up and I receive this message, and then I'm visiting this store. And when I get there, I have the very easy experience. I probably have a card on file, so I don't have to necessarily take a card out and have a transaction, right? I'm just going to go. I came to get the coffee. I'm not thinking about the payment. I'm thinking about enjoying my cup of coffee. And all of that is done in a very seamless way. And that is the future of loyalty. It is frictionless, relevant, obviously. So convenience and relevance is going to be incredibly important. And ultimately, there has to be the value, right? And we know that digital channels and digital engagement, so whether it's contextual engagement, so I received that offer when I was in my home in the morning. And by the way, today it's raining. And so how does that influence what I'm going to actually get offered, right? So I have to bring contextual data, and then I also have to bring that personalized data. That's the future of loyalty. It's about that ongoing connectivity with your consumers.
So do you think that consumers are always going to be connected to their brands, and that's going to be the real distinguishing aspect of how they're competitive? You know, like MasterCard, you know, they have customer connectivity, and they're always in kind of like this seamless sort of smooth path, as opposed to other competitors who may have to approach that experience without getting there. So is that going to be the new bar?
So I think consumers will engage with brands, again, that matter to them in their life stage. So this is, for me, the tenets of marketing don't change. Know your consumer, bring the right product at the right time to the right consumer. This, to me, doesn't change. What changes is the ability that we have to engage with consumers very differently through digital channels. But ultimately, a brand has to be relevant to a consumer given the consumer's needs and the consumer's wants. Ultimately, I think that's what brands have to continue to work on, right? So, and to do that, they actually have to understand you. And so what matters to you today probably wasn't the same thing that mattered to you even 2 years ago. And it's not what's going to matter to you in 3 years. So I think that insight, that really insight-driven marketing is going to be more.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Francis, for your time. It was really great having you. Again, I'm Marjorie Remine Sanabria. This is DMN's 101 Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.